Hi, friends. This is Pastor Harley with the Broadway Global Methodist Church. I'd like you to feel welcome to this first podcast in our 7 Days of Christmas podcast being released beginning December 18th to the church as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. And so we are going to look at 7 of the people that appear in the Christmas story. There seem to be 7 people named, particularly in the Christmas story, which doesn't include the wise men because they're not named. And so as their names are honored and lifted up and probably were known well to the churches when the gospel were written, we want to reflect a little bit on these names that were given to us and what the scriptures tell about their lives and God's activity in their lives and their response. So the first is Zechariah. You find the information about Zechariah the priest in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 1. And it kind of goes like this. In the fifth verse it says, "In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Now, we might say to ourselves, wow, this guy must be super important because he is given first billing as Luke begins to unroll the story of the coming of the Christ and the Messiah and all that will come from that. But actually, just a priest of one of the divisions of the priestly families. The descendants of Aaron would have numbered in the thousands. And this fellow was given, as they were priests, by virtue of inheritance. And actually, it wasn't something you could aspire to be a priest of God, which was a good thing. You had to be a descendant of Aaron, which meant the office couldn't be bought and sold just to anybody. And so that if it was going to be maintained as an office for your family, you had to do a good job as priest. But also he was just one of the priests of one of the divisions, which meant there was a month or so during the year when he was to go down to Jerusalem and to do the things that the priests did. And so let's call him small potatoes. And it says, "They were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord, but they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years." So immediately we can come alongside Zechariah and say, wow, you know, he has really done his best for God, and he has served, and he hasn't chiseled or cheated anybody. He's lived righteous. He's lived with his with a wife, and you just get a sense as you read it that they love one another and have made a home. And the grief of having no children, we're just saying, well, I'm right with this Zechariah person. Well, something happens to Zechariah. And so, as he was serving priests before God, when his division was on duty, again, just as it was the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot. It was his special day, just by luck, to enter the temple of the Lord to burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense, which is not an expected thing. It was a holy place. Surely you could sense and just dwell upon the presence of God in all that place, but this was unexpected. Zechariah has gone into church, and something is happening in the church. Now Zechariah was troubled when he saw him and was very afraid, but the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." Well, Zechariah might say, just what prayer specifically was that? He might have been praying for Israel's redemption. He might have been praying for the last person that he counseled as a priest, that they had care of the souls. He might have been praying about any domestic situation. He may have been praying about a child, because he certainly had prayed for he and Elizabeth to have a child. But there's nothing to indicate that would have been uppermost in his mind. But now it says, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to make ready a people for the Lord, a people prepared." So Zechariah has given enough information to see that this would be the prophet that would come before the Messiah that was to bring bring redemption to Israel, to finally set things right. As a Jew in Zechariah's day would have said, well, what is going on? Well, what we are is we're still almost in a state of exile. We're still not where everything should be in this world. We're still living under Roman oppression. We're still looking around and finding that people are not living the way God called them to live. And so here we have all this trouble going on. And what is God doing? Well, he said he's going to send his Messiah. And what time is it? Well, now he understands it's time for God to do his thing. And he's going to do it in his child. But Zechariah, realizing that he's really, really old, and so is Elizabeth, he says, 18, how shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. So how can I even believe this? Okay, well, he might say, well, how is it that there is an angel standing before you and speaking to you in your ears? But we can also say to Zechariah, man, I have been there. I have said the wrong thing at the wrong time. Well, the angel answers him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. Now the people outside, it says, were waiting for Zechariah, and they're wondering at his delay, and when he came out, he was unable to speak to them. So he has the affliction put upon him, or the gift, that he can speak no words. He shows them by signs that he had seen a vision. I guess he must be waving his arm saying, it was an angel and it's angel, but nothing's coming out. And when his time of service was over, he went home. And indeed, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden. Thus the Lord has done for me in the days to take away my reproach among the people. Well, in due time, the child is born. And verse 57 takes up that story. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy on her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, when they came to circumcise the child, they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, no, he shall be called John. So somehow Zechariah has been writing to Elizabeth saying, this child's going to be named John. That is what the angel said. Don't, for heaven's sakes, provoked that angel again. Who knows what he will do next if we don't obey, as I didn't listen the first time. And they said to Elizabeth, none of your relatives is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, kind of behind her, because he wasn't deaf, but they made, you know, kind of said, hey, what? And he called for a writing tablet and wrote, his name is John. And they all wondered. And immediately then his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And everybody was amazed. The word of the Lord was performed in Zechariah's life. Zechariah's job was to say yes. Zechariah's job was to be there available for God, to provide a home for the child that God was sending. Then we finally hear Zechariah praising God. Verse 67, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, holding that baby, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Son of righteousness shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. That is the last words of Zechariah in the Bible. You will guide our feet into the way of peace. You will lift us from the shadow of death. You'll give light to our darkness. We will be able to serve you without fear. Zechariah is one who could say, I can see the Lord is so powerful that I need not look to the right or the left. I need to look before me because his awesomeness is there. He can send his angels into my life. Now, you might not have somebody older in your life who talks like Zechariah. And people said, now, how can you come out with all that poetry all at once? Well, they were poetic people. And in fact, if you go back a few centuries, all our ancestors were more poetic than us. And Zechariah has a long time to think this through. and the leisure afterwards to write it down. It is no surprise that this is recorded in the gospel record. But also, we have in our lives people who God has touched their lives, people who look upon children and see the promise that God has put there, people who are counting on God to do the great thing in the future, people who are anxious to see God's purposes fulfilled. We need to celebrate such people as we celebrate Zechariah. Zechariah also saying, you know, you're not out of it even though you feel that you're old. You're not out of it even though you're just one priest among a thousand. Zechariah is a man for us. We might say, well, the one difference between him and I is that he's lived a righteous life all his life. Well, what prevents you from following God that much more closely? What prevents you from turning your life entirely over to him, having your attention directly on what God is doing? So be blessed today. Thank you for reflecting for a little bit with me on Mr. Zechariah. We will turn the next time to look at his wife, Elizabeth, and reflect a little bit upon her. And I thank you for being with this Days of Christmas 7 Days of Christmas podcast from Broadway Global Methodist Church. Be blessed.